Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Jason Williams, co-CEO at Kiddos. Jason, good to see you again. How are you?
Doing really well. Nice to see you, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. Lots to talk about today. We are talking about your kid survey system. You've completed your first survey using this system, which revealed some interesting information. So first, just tell us a bit about what the kid survey system is.
Sure. Well, one of the great things about Kiddos is that we're reaching just millions of kids every day. And, you know, it's actually quite hard to gauge good information from children in a live environment. And so we thought that the Kiddos traffic and technology could be adapted a little bit further to poll completely anonymously from kids when they choose to engage on different types of surveys. We thought brands might be interested, and certainly we're interested as well in what they might. So we built some technology and wrapped it into our existing advertising system. And now we can really just ask any question we want to the kids and see what they have to say.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about how it allows brands to survey their exact target audience? What's included?
Sure. Yeah. So the way that Kiddos targets is contextually. And so if a brand is after, say, like a new car type of product, like a little toy that of cars that may be more suited for boys, then we can really drop that advertisement into the driving games that we have and other more competitive games that the boys do prefer. And so then what we'll do is, because there's no data targeting, what we can do is before that advertisement launches, we can run the survey in the exact same apps for a few days to gain, you know, a few thousand responses. Maybe have they seen the toy before? What do they think of it? And then that gives us a bit of a baseline. And then we can run the brand's campaign. And then right at the end of the campaign, we can turn the same survey on again. And then we can gauge some response to see, you know, what differences there are in opinions and perhaps what they thought of the ad in general. And then the brand can use that for their own information. So there's great, you know, valuable insights into the marketing, the packaging, the product, the features that can be garnered in a live environment, which is really neat.
So this survey that you just completed, what did it tell you about kids' preferences for advertisements?
Right. So we wanted to test with our own first launch with our own questions. And one of the most important aspects of advertising is understanding which channels the kids are using to learn about new toys or new services that they might want. And so we asked the kids, what is the most common way that they learn about new toys? And mobile phones was number one, ahead of friends, and actually TV was quite a distant third. So it was great to see that mobile phones were chosen as number one. And, you know, it really helps to confirm the belief and knowledge really that kids are spending more and more time on their phones as their number one device. We also learned that more than 70% of kids are influencing the buying decision inside the house for what they might want. So when they see something that they want, they're then telling their parents right away with the actual phone in their hand, or they're waiting till later in that day to tell their parents. And so just lots of great information to be learned. And we're excited about the product.
So this type of market research that you're conducting, is this something that you'll look to sell to some of your customers?
Sure. We have had some initial interest for sure. And we think as we refine the product, there could be opportunities for revenue growth. Really, we are also looking at to, you know, build on the existing partnerships that we have with these brands to, you know, give a bit more added value. So they're not just running the advertising campaign and walking away with some reach statistics, that they can also get some real insight into how that campaign worked in terms of the knowledge that the target then consumed and walked away with. So it's kind of a softer aspect to the sales process as well, to give us more context to what we're selling. And so, yes, there's opportunities to sell when somebody wants to know something specific and dedicating a budget to it. But there's also just that relationship building that's really important between kiddos and our big customers.
Some interesting info here for sure. Jason, great to see you, and thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Christine. Have a good day.